Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Tumas Leda. Within Leda, we know when a Torah and Parshas Tazria, a Zachar is born is 7 days of Tumah, and a Keva is born, she's Tumeya, for 14 days. And this din is true even if there's no dam. The Etzem Leda causes a Tumah. Now, Derech Klal, this isn't so Nogeila Maisa, because Derech Klal, we mentioned a woman is assumed to need Shiv Nakiyam. We have a minhag to assume that every woman who gives birth is a Yoledes Bezov, and it says if she gave birth when she was a Zav, she needs Shiv Nakiyam. So Derech Klal, a normal birth, a woman won't become Tahora until after 14 days. She's not going to be able to get a Shiv Nakiyam. Generally, she won't be able to get Shiv Nakiyam for a number of weeks after the birth. When this is very nogeya is in the case of a miscarriage, chas v'shalom. By a miscarriage, especially when it's early on, there's often not that much bleeding. And memela, be'etzem, she would be able to become tahora before 14 days. But, so she has to remember there's a din of leida, even though normally she gets her period, she just needs shivin akiyam, but it's a leida, if she knows that it's a miscarriage, so memela, she'll need 14 days. Now, the Gemara in Chav Tes talks about a woman who has a miscarriage and she doesn't know what it was. Was it a zachar or was it an akeva? And she doesn't know when it came out. She has a suffix about when the miscarriage happened. So it sounds like this is a very strange thing to happen, that how would a woman not know these things? So it's actually a pretty common thing to happen when a woman has a miscarriage. Because when the miscarriage is early on, so one second. When the miscarriage happens early on, so sometimes that's exactly how it happens. The ober is too small to tell bechlal if it's a zachar and a keva. But not only that, often it doesn't come out right away because it's so small, the ober, that it doesn't, she miscarries and the ober is already, the pregnancy's ended inside the woman, but it hasn't come out yet. So memela, the Gemara says that you have to be choshesh, maybe it's in a keva, and you have to be choshesh that it came out the last time it could have come out. Rav Uzzer says the way you do this, so a woman who has a miscarriage and it's early on, so all she's going to see often is, it looks like a regular period, except that it's a little more PC, and she knows because she got a positive pregnancy test, she knows this isn't a period, this is a miscarriage. So if it's a miscarriage and she sees the, so Rav Uzzer says as long as she sees something coming out that's not straight blood, that's not smooth blood, she has to be choshesh that perhaps it's a part of the miscarriage. And a miscarriage gives tumah as soon as rov of the ober comes out. So if she doesn't know that, so she'll have to be choshesh l'chumra, and she'll be choshesh l'chumra to count 14 days from the last day that she had any sort of discharge that might have been the ober. Yeah.
I don't know if Rabbi's going to speak about this, but maybe just this is just impractical and too expensive, but today couldn't you just bring it to a lab and they would be able to do a DNA test?
You could do it, but no one wants to do that. No one, sometimes they do it, because sometimes people have miscarriages and the doctors want to see it. That happens sometimes. But often the woman wants to get rid of it as soon as possible. They're not looking to look at this.
Practically, it's too much of a tircha, like,
yeah.
Whatever, so they just, right.
Yeah. So usually it's going to be a suffix. So when it is a suffix, the Nodi Behuda points out that really we should be matter. He says it's really a sveik sveika, because suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. And even if it's nekeva, so we have a suffix when it came out. Did it come out on Sunday or did it come out on Wednesday? So since we don't know, the Nodi Behuda says, but etzem klolis sveik sveika, we should assume to go lakula and not to be so machmer. But the Noach Behuda says this is a Chumrat Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan were machmer to give a more chamer din and to treat it as a regular suffix and to do le chumrah, to be in the keva and assume the later day for having come out. Now the one caveat in Tumas miscarriages, the most important thing to know is Chazal had a chilek within 40 days and after 40 days. That within 40 days, the first 40 days, the Mishnah says, in Nida Daf Lamed, that a Leida is not Matame. Until day 41, there's no Yitzirus HaVlad. The Vlad hasn't been formed into anything that's recognizable as a human. It's not well formed enough. And therefore, the Vlad, when it's born, won't give any sort of Tumah, and it won't be Tahora. So that's the din lahalacha. If a miscarriage happens earlier than 41 days, so the woman will just keep the regular dinim of Shiv Nakiyam. Now, how do we know if the Vlad is less than 41 days? So the Chaznish says you can tell by looking at it. If a doctor could look at it and tell you, you could rely on that. The Gemara talks about if any chaticha comes out of a woman, it says you could tear it, you could break it in half, and if there's a bone in it, she's tamei leida. If there's no bone, she's not tamei leida. I don't think anyone's going to really do that, but that's the din that is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if a chaticha, there's no bone in it, so it doesn't give any tumah. The rationale behind that's interesting because the Metzias, the end of the 6th week is when the bones start forming. Before that time, before 41 days, there's not going to be bones in the fetus. It's not going to be recognizable any bones. So in the male, if there's no bones there, you could assume either it's not a Vlad, it's something else, or it's before 41 days. So that's the way to know. The more partial way to know is what Rashi says. Rashi, in Nida Daf Lamed, says that a woman could cheshbin from her day of tvila. That she assumes that before she was Tovel, she wasn't pregnant. And Mela, now that she's Tovel, then she lelt tvila, she has bia. And assume Lechumra that she got pregnant at that bia. And the Mela, based on that, we count out 41 days. And based on that, a woman will know if she's within the 41 days or after the 41 days. So the Ber Heitiv brings that lahalacha, that a woman could cheshbin from her tvila. The Sidrei Tara, so he questions this. He doesn't understand this. He's cholik. He says it doesn't make sense. He doesn't understand how we could possibly be toila, assume that the Vlad is under 41 days based on when she went to the mikvah. He says, how do you know? Maybe she's already been pregnant for 2 months. Maybe she was pregnant before she went to the mikvah, before she got what she thought was her period. Maybe her period wasn't a regular period. Maybe she was already pregnant at that time. We know that a pregnant woman, we'll speak of this another time, but a pregnant woman, the first 3 months of pregnancy, she's not considered Mesulekas Damim. This is a Metziastika thing. She could still see blood. So maybe she saw blood and she was pregnant. How do we know that she wasn't pregnant before the night of Tefillah? So that's the Hasaga of the Sidrei Tara. He holds you can't rely on this. Rav Yashiv writes, he says, Eina chinami, if she sees a little bit of blood, we have to be choshesh, maybe she was pregnant for longer than she knows. But if it's a full-fledged period, we don't really find women getting full-fledged periods when they're pregnant. So therefore he says, assume if she got her regular period, she didn't see anything different, then you have a right to assume she wasn't pregnant when she got her period. And in Mela, we can assume that conception did not happen before Lel Tvila. And the Mela, you could use that as a basis to say that the Vlad's not a Vlad. You could use that as a basis to say you're still within those 41 days. So that's halacha lemaisa. There's one issue to talk about here, not just nogei hilchos nida, but nogei pregnancy and miscarriages in general, which is this din of 40 days and what's a vlad. It's really nogei to other halachos. It's a general rule in Chazal that before 41 days, the vlad is not a vlad. So I just want to speak just a few minutes what that means la halacha. So Tumas Leh, there's certainly one application of this. But the Gemara says it's really a klal in general. There's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Tes says that a vlad, the 441 days, is called Maya Ba'alma. It's considered water. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, so she eats Truma. But a Bas Kohen who's pregnant with a vlad of a Yisrael, so she's puzzled from eating Truma. Let's say she was raped by Yisrael. So she's not actually married to Yisrael, but she's carrying the vlad of Yisrael, she'll be puzzled from eating Truma. However, the Gemara says, if she's within 40 days of being raped, so Memela, her vlad is Maya Ba'alma, it's not considered she has a vlad on her, Memela, she still could eat Truma. So that's not so nogeya to Asla Maisa. But what is nogeya is this klal of Maya Ba'alma is used for different akudus. One akudu that's Asla Maisa is le'inin tuma. Tuma for Kohanim. A Kohen, so of course he could be tame to his seven relatives, not to any other relatives. But a Kohen, even to his seven relatives, cannot be tame to a Nephil. So if a woman has a miscarriage, so the any Kohen who's in the house, or her husband, if he's a Kohen, so they have to go out of the house. Unless it's a kind of fashos, they have to go out of the house because the vlad is tummy. It's tummy mace, and there's no din of, there's no heter, of Shiva Krovim at that time to a Nephil. So if it was a miscarriage that was early on, before 41 days, so Memela doesn't have any din of Tuma. There's no din of Tuma, so the Kohen could stay in the house. Another nafkamina will be for what do you do with the Nephil. If it's before 41 days, you don't have to worry at all. It could just be flushed down the toilet. There's no Kedusha to it. It's just Maya Ba'alma. If it's after 41 days, so then there's already Shiloh what you have to do with it. As Gemara Nida, Dafnan Zayin, says that the Kusim aren't kover Nephalim. They don't bury miscarriages. And it says it as a Gnai to Kusim, that they don't bury it. They just throw it out into the garbage. They're a Nephil. So there's definitely some din of Kvura. The Magen Avram in Hilchos Yom Tov, Tav Kuf Chaf Vav, he says that he assumes that the kvura of a nephil is a mitzvah kvura like any other mace, and it's docha yom tusheni. There's a lacha that kvura sa mace is docha yom tusheni. You're allowed to do a kvura on a second day of yom tiv. Says the Magen Avram, he thinks so to a nephil. There's a real din of kvura on a nephil. The gra there is cholik. The gra says he doesn't think it's true. He quotes a gemara in Psachim that talks about bar shem atilim bo nephalim, a pit that was used for people to put their miscarriages there. So smash with Nakamara is that Einachinami, we're not like the Kusim, we don't just throw it into the garbage and Nephil, but there's no mamish din of Kvura, you don't have to mamish bury it. So that's really the din, that a woman has a miscarriage after 40 days, so she shouldn't throw it out in a Derech B'Zayon, she should bury it someplace, but and she should mark it for Kohanim, but it doesn't have a regular din of Kvura. It's just a din of being matzniya, like a din of kedusha. The minig is the chevri kedusha on once it's erech 5 months they'll put it in the beis hakvaros, but before that they don't. What's probably the most important din to mention, it, this is why I really wanted to mention this din, it's just very important to know about, is the gabbai the din of abortions. It's a very big issue here with this din of 41 days. Because before 41 days, it's called Maya Ba'alma. In general, by a Nephil, Right? An abortion is a very serious thing because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that a guy is chayiv misa for killing a nefel. And the Yisrael is pater, but Tosfos says there it's pater aval aser and it's pater aval asel min ha-taira. Because there's nothing that's aser to a guy that's mutter for Yisrael. So if a guy is chayiv misa for killing a nefel for an abortion, so a Yisrael, he's over on Osirtzach, it's just that he's not chayiv misa. So it's a very, very serious iser. But that's all talking about when it's a regular Vlad. It's a Vlad that's over 41 days. But when it's under 41 days, it's called Maya Ba'alma. So poskim assume that there's definitely not going to be any low sirtzach here. There definitely could be some heter for an abortion in this if it's still under that age of 41 days. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, don't think it's heter gamar. Right? You need a very good reason to give a heter. You know, you should never give out a heter yourself for this. It's a surah shayla. But Rav Moshe says that it wouldn't be lo sirtzach. He says, l'maisa, we do find some sort of iser. He points out this Ramban in the Torah of Adam that says that when Mechal Shabbos, to protect the pregnancy. If a woman is pregnant and she has to be Mechal Shabbos or she has to eat on Yom Kippur, there's some fear to the pregnancy. So Rabban says, even if the Vlad isn't 41 days, even if we just know that she's pregnant, if we just know that a woman, she's had a pregnancy test, Rabban says, didn't have this, but if we would know she's pregnant, she would be Mechal Shabbos. Because even though the Vlad isn't a Vlad, it's Maya Ba'alma, but when Mechal Shabbos, we say it's Mutav to be Mechal one Shabbos, Kadesh Yishmu Shabbos Harba. You should be Mechal Shabbos because through this Mechal Shabbos, you're causing a Kiyum of Shabbos because you're causing a baby to come to life. So therefore, since you're being Mechal Shabbos, in order to allow this baby to live, so Memela, that'll be Mechal Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe, if the Ramban says you could be Mechal Shabbos to save a 30-day-year-old Uber, so he says it can't be that there's a straight green light to do an abortion. That has to be true. Chavis Yair, in Simon Lamed Aleph, so he just says another reason. He says it couldn't mamish be Heter Gomer to kill a nafel, to kill a baby in the first 40 days. He says because it couldn't be less than Shechva Zerel Vatala. He quotes the Gemara Nida, that the Gemara Nida says, Yedechem Damim Malau, your hands are full of blood. And it's talking about someone who's Mashech Zerel Vatala, because he's destroying potential for life. So if destroying potential for life, Zerel Vatala is considered such a bad thing, has some sheiches to shvichas damim, of course not mamash a sheiches, but there's some sort of sheiches there, some to rabbanon took a level, so memela it's clear that an abortion is going to be something that's a very serious type of din. Alamaisa, rabbanon do say at times that there's a heter. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo is quoting as saying a heter for a woman who is raped, and she really doesn't want to have a baby. The Tzitz Eliezer talks about having heterim for a woman who knows her child's going to be has some genetic mutation. You know, she was on some medication at the time she got pregnant, and she knows with that medication it's going to do terrible things to the Vlad. So there could be heterim. So it's just kedai. I just wanted to mention that that's something to know about. That until 41 days there could be heterim. So the next issue I wanted to talk about is a regular Leida, regular healthy Leida. So there's really just one issue I wanted to speak about, which is at what time does a woman become a Asura Labaila? At what time in childbirth? In childbirth, for sure they're not in the hospital, but even if they're in the hospital, very often the wife wants to hold the husband's hand. So at what point are they allowed to touch? At what point does she become Asura. So in Chazal, in straight Beferish Chazal, so we just have one Gemara, Anidim and Beis, with one, just gives a shear of a woman is Tameya from the time the forehead comes out. When the forehead comes into the Beis HaChitzon, the baby is considered born, and the woman becomes Tamei Tumas Leida. However, Rishonim already were a little bit more machmer than that, is that Rishonim write that that Gemara is going according to the Manda Amr of Efshar L'Psichas Kever below down. The Ghost Maimonides and others point out that we hold, as a Machlokes Tanam, of what if something comes out of a woman, Chaticha comes out of a woman, and it's not a Vlad, but it's a something, whatever it is. Or some sort of law that's not tummy Thomas later. Something comes out of a woman, and the etzim is not asmo, it's not tummy, it comes out without blood. So Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't psichas kever below dam. Anytime something comes out of a woman, if it's something that's sizable enough that it doesn't just fall out the way dam falls out, it has to open up the opening of the cervix. So ain't psichas kever below dam. And therefore, any sort of leida, whatever it is, it's not going to call tumas leida, but it'll cause tumas nida. So the Rabbanon are cholik, and they say that it is possible to have psichas kever below dam, but lemais we cholik Rabbi Huda. So Rishonim say that Gemara that says there's no tumah before the forehead comes out, that's talking midin, those who hold the shittas Rabbanon, that you be'etzim can have psichas kever below dam. But the fee what we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, most Rishonim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch holds, that ain't psichas kever below dam. So Mimela, as soon as the kever opens, that something starts coming out, even if it's not the forehead, even if it's just the beginning of the head, or if it's the foot, so that already will cause a tumas nida. So that's definitely true. That once, and yeah, David.
Well, why do you have to wait for that? If it's psichas kever is what you need, why do you have to have anything come out?
Oh, okay. So the emes is one could think. Well, we'll talk about exactly. One could think that. We'll talk. That's a big question. One could think psichas kever is metame woman, and male as soon as her uterus starts opening, as soon as her cervix starts dilating, one definitely could think that a woman should be already tamea, because that's already psichas hakever. Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman's quoted in Nishmas Avram, basically pasha that that's not the case. When we say in psichas kever below dam, at least pasha what it means, it's talking about something coming out that, like the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayis, that Rabbi Huda holds that any time that something comes out of the uterus, you assume it came with blood with it. Because when something is coming out of the uterus, mistama, that also brought some blood with it. But when nothing comes out from the uterus, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says we don't assume that any blood comes. A little bit it has to be that way, because if it wasn't that way, so women sometimes, weeks before giving birth, they are already dilated. Not only that, Bimeinu, you know, we have flashlights and they tell very quickly if a woman's dilated or not. But Bimei Chazal, there wouldn't have even been a knowledge of such a thing. It's also not something that the etzem causes bleeding. When something comes out of a woman, the uterus is actually discharging something, something comes out, so then it's very understandable, almost for sure, B'metzias is going to be blood. But down the cervix dilating itself, it's not something that's assumed to cause bleeding. And then Mela, even if they say, they look at the woman and they look and see she's very dilated and she's open, that itself, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, and it was accepted, that itself will not be a reason for a woman to assume she's a Nida. The bigger Shaila is not the actual question of is the cervix open, but there's a chumrah brought from the Sidri Tara. Sidri Tara quotes a Nachla Shiva There was Mechad Eshanu Chumra, and the Nachas Shiva quotes the shame the Nishei Poland. He quotes it as a minhag, that the woman in Poland had a Chumra that as soon as they would call the midwife, they would immediately be knowing as if they were a Nida. And this had nothing to do per se with the opening of the cervix, but it was based on a Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos Kuf Chaf Tes. There's a Gemara that's discussing at what point are we Mechal Shabbos for a Mialedes. A woman giving birth, so she's a Chol Sheish B'Sakana, and it can be Mechal Shabbos for her. But exactly when, what time is that? How do you know when she's a Chol Sheish B'Sakana? So the Gemara says it's Kol Zman Shekever Pesuach. And the Gemara says, from Abaya says that a woman is a chol sheish bo sakana when her kever is pesuach, and this is misha sheyoshval hamashber, from the time that she sits on the birthing stool ad gimel yomim acher aleida, for 3 days after giving birth. So Abaya calls this psichas hakever, and therefore she is a chol sheish bo sakana. Now one could say, the emphasis one could say, is that Abaya has in mind is talking about a dinner l'gabe chola, but l'maisa he's saying that the kever is pesuach, and he really means the kever is pesuach, that the Abaya was being mashar at what time the woman so dilated that we assume that it will be causing bleeding. L'maisa Pashup Shana Gemara, I don't think it's mashma anything about neither, because the Gemara says the kever is pesuach from the time she sits on the birthing stool until 3 days. The Gemara equates this lashon with having the kever pesuach, the open grave, with this time period of until 3 days after giving birth when she's a chol sheish lo sakana. So it doesn't sound like we're really focusing on what's going on in the body. Is her uterus open to give out blood or not? The question is a completely different question. It's a question whether she's a chol sheish lo sakana. We're calling that kol zman shekever pesuach. But the emes is, it's not saying beferish anything logeo what the din will be by nida. However, the Nachla Shiva and the woman of Poland, that's the way they learned the Gemara. They at least learned the Gemara this way, and the Sidrei Tara accepted it as well, that the fact that Abai is using this lashon, that the kever is pesuach, so that's mashma, that he holds this as a real din, even legabe hilchos nida. The legabe hilchos nida, this time period is called kever pesuach, and in the back of Abai's mind, this was a reference as well to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Eif Shalom Psichas Kever below Dam. And therefore, says the Sidrei Tara, that as soon as they call the midwife, she should be Tameya. Now the Gemara, even Abaya, he says at the time she sits on the Mashber. But that, the Sidrei Tara tells us, we don't know exactly when that is. What does that mean? We don't have birthing stools anymore, Bechlal, or are the beds we give birth on, we don't know exactly if they're like birthing stools. So when they call the midwife, they know that there's a baby coming very soon. So that's already enough to consider the woman to be kever pesuach. Memela, we have to be choshe, she's seeing dam. And memela, they have to be noeg harchakos. So that is the chumrah. So many accept this. However, many Gedolei Achronim do not accept this. The Beis Meir, the Chavistas, the Noda Yehuda, they all write that who are the Nishei Poland to come and be Mechadish such a Chumra? If this is a Chumra, it's starting in the 1700s, the time of the Nachla Shiva. Why is it that this is not mentioned in earlier poskim? Women giving birth and being Aser Nida is a very common issue. Why is it that in halacha nobody brings it down before them? Before these women, no one brings down anything other than ein psichas kever b'lo dam, they bring it down as when the birth actually starts, when something actually starts coming out of the woman. Why does no one conceive of this shear of Yashval HaMashver? And therefore they say that you've made a gzeir shava here. You made a gzeir shava from the din, the words kever pesuach, by the din of Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. You made a gzeir shava to the din of Psichas Kever by Nida. But your gzeir shava is not a gzeir shava. There's no gzeir shava in the Gemara, and really there's no kesher one to the other. Psichas Kever l'gabe Nida means something coming out of the uterus. Psichas Kever by Chola is a different term. It's just referring to at what point she's a Chola. So, male, there's no connection, and they deny the whole din. It's always a very strong basis to deny dinim that you don't see. If it's a true din, someone should have told us this before. This is nogea every single woman giving birth. Someone should have told us this before. So l'maisa lacha l'maisa, there's different poskim say different things. Rav Moshe in Chelek Bei Simon Ayin Hei. So he says whenever the contractions get strong, so. Oh wow, Josh, I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you about it. I'm so sorry. Okay, leave my email. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay, Michael. Okay, good. So as soon as the contractions get strong, so Mamel should be knowing a din of Nida. Rav Yashiv says you don't really have to be machmer. He said it's a chumra, it's a new chumra. We don't have to worry so much about new chumras. He says he won't be machmer at all, except he says when the woman already can't walk. She can't walk, which is a more chumradika point. It's a point really in the Gemara and Shabbos where everyone agrees she's a chol sheish bo sakana, that she has to be carried. He says at that point, that's already so far on, he says, as a chumra to be machmer. But otherwise, he thought that this is a chum that doesn't have enough basis. So the male, that's what I personally assume, like Rav Yashiv, is that it's really a new hischadshus here. Often important for the husband to be able to touch his wife at that time. So the male, that's what Zedula Maisa. So Maisa, wait until, it's what they call transitional labor, that she's really completely out of it. She completely can't move at that point to be knowing a din of Nida. Now, of course, you just know, just to say, you know, always if a woman's in Nida and she needs the husband for certain reasons, sometimes it's mutter. A chola, we'll talk about it a different time when we're talking about harchakas, when it could be a tayrim, like someone's giving birth in the house and there's no one else there. There's, of course, it's a tayrim and sakonas tefashas, but just in a normal case, so that'll be the din. Now, what about when the water breaks? So in Masoris, just Baal Peh, Rav Eider reports it, that there Rav Moshe held that when the water breaks, one should be machmer to say Ein Psichas Kever below dam. Not everyone, water breaking is when the, usually happens before a woman gives birth, is that the sac opens and there's a rush of water. So he thought that rush of water is enough to say that Ein Psichas Kever below dam. In the Mara Kohen, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that he was matter, and the emes is l'chor that's the pashtus. Pashtus is we don't say ein psichas kever b'lo dam except by a solid, not by a liquid. A liquid, even a big rush, but a mice it's a liquid. We don't say the din of ein psichas kever b'lo dam. The din of ein psichas kever b'lo dam in the poskim is dafka by a chaticha. That's big enough to need to stretch the opening of the cervix, whatever the shear is, something around 6 millimeters. But a liquid won't cause a psichas kever. Perhaps Rav Moshe held that wasn't true here. Perhaps the Metzius was such a strong rush of water that you should be choshesh. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel, and there is good grounds to be makel. The other bleeding that goes on is the mucus plug. There's a little bit question. When a woman is pregnant, she has the cervix produces a plug that plugs up the woman, and that comes out shortly before giving birth. There's a little bit of discussion, you know, just in modern svarim, that perhaps that should be mutter. Perhaps it should be mutter, because perhaps that dam is not from. Perhaps that is not considered a makar. The Rambam says that the makar is the uterus, and the Rambam says that saver beis harechem is not considered the uterus, and his dam is tahar. So therefore, there are some that say that perhaps the mucus plug should be tahar. I'm not really comfortable saying it should be tahar. The reason why is first of all, there's Aruch and Rav Haigon, both don't have this chilek that the Rambam has. You know, the Rambam was a doctor, perhaps that's why he had this chilek. But they just say any time the dam is coming in a natural way, it's not dam maka and it's coming from above the Beis Achitzon, that's all called ben hamakar. That's all considered dam hamakar. It's a little bit scary to be mechalek in any dam that's red that comes from the cervix, because the truth is the doctor will tell you that the bleeding, dam koshi, is likely from the cervix. Dam koshi, so when a woman has contractions, she often bleeds. So there's two causes for the bleeding. One cause for bleeding is definitely dam nita, is when the placenta is coming off the wall of the rechem. That's real dam from the uterus. However, before the woman gives birth, before the birth happens, very likely the dam that comes is just from the cervix. The cervix itself, when it dilates, it produces blood. So that blood, so there's room to say, according to the Rambam, Pashas, that dam would be tahar. But it's a little bit funny, because if so, we're saying that the dam koshi of Chazal likely was tahar. And Maisa Chazal says it's tamei nida. So it's too scary to say that, so I wouldn't say that. All right. So therefore, it should treat it as tame. It should treat it as behargasha. Contractions is definitely some sort of hargasha. Likely, the mucus plug also generally will come with hargasha. If she wants to treat it as a kesem, she has to really be confident. She has to know. You know, she can't just say, "Hey, I never have hargasha." She has to really know, because that's something that usually a woman should be able to feel something coming out of her. I'll just speak one last point here. Just letting know, gay pregnancy, just g'day to mention, because I don't think it shows up in halacha, really. Issue often people ask about inducing labor. Issue often comes up. In modern days, they like to often induce labor. It's more convenient for the woman and for the doctor. Why wait till the body starts telling you and you have to rush like a meshuggah and maybe not make it there? Much better go to the hospital. You know what's happening, and they could give you things that'll give the woman something that'll make the contraction start. So there's a shaila. It's a big shaila if such a thing is the right thing to do. There's a raivid in the Hakdama to Sefer Yitzira. Rav had a perish on Sefer Yitzira. Really, many Rishonim wrote perish to Sefer Yitzira. You'd be surprised. So the Rav in his Hakdama to Sefer Yitzira, so he writes about kmiyas. He says it's not right to give a woman a kmiya to make her give birth early, because he says through that kmiya you're going to actually cause her to give birth early. And he tells you that this will be a disaster. It'll be terrible for the baby and terrible for the world, because there's an exact time built into Hashem's gzeira about when a child's supposed to come into the world. And if you put on kamiya, you will be disturbing that gzeira. That Reed brings this as well. It doesn't... You know, what that means, So we don't really know what that means, because we don't really know how what kamiya works. What does that mean to be mevatel gzeira of Hashem? Of course, you can't be mevatel gzeira of Hashem. So it's hard to know what that means. It's hard to know how that applies to medically affecting the time, right? A woman certainly, if she wants to bring on contractions, they'll also often tell a woman she wants to give birth and she doesn't want to go back home, and she, you know, no one, was, you know, she often a woman will start walking up and down stairs or doing things to try to bring on the contractions. I don't think anyone would tell you that that's aser. But this, there was some. It's been suggested that this should be a reason to worry that you're tinkering with the right time for the baby to be born. Rav Moshe as well said it's not the right thing to do. In Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Dalet, he writes for nigla reasons. He says he doesn't think it's right to do anything to cause a woman to give birth earlier. He writes, based on the Gemara Nida, and the Gemara says that the best part of life is in utero. We don't remember it, but that is the best part of life. When a person's in utero, they're completely sharu b'tova. It's an extremely good time, very enjoyable for the baby in utero. So mamela, you don't want to do anything to shorten that. He says as well that you're creating a sakana. Childbirth is a sakana. When it comes naturally, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just leaving it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says it's not good to bring a sakana on artificially. So it's all interesting ideas. The Kraina de Igrisa brings from the Chazon Ish that he would not tell people to induce labor until she was 2 weeks overdue. Lemaisa, it's not something to play with, of course. You know, whatever the doctors say, if the doctors are coming from a medical reason, you should definitely listen to the doctors. No one was saying against that. No one would say against that. But Derech Klal, Teva is the best mahalach.